בוקר טוב, ערב שבת שלום, פרשת נוח, תראה יזבט במנחשוון, ירצון בדברי תורה that we give now, שבי לילו נשמת, מורנו ורבנו הגדול, מרן רבנו עובדיה יוסף בן גורג'יה, whose yard site is this coming Shabbat, they call it in Israel, they put a thing out, יפה, שבת מרן, this is the Shabbat, you have to make שיעורים, every bit of Knesset, should have at least one שיעור over Shabbat, בספרי מרן, שמעת? תעשה שיעור, make a שיעור, every bit of Knesset, take a ספר, of מרן תכון מרחב, and give a שיעור. Should learn from his Torah. Anyway, in Parashat Noach, which is actually the last pasuk of Parashat Bereshit, says that when the world was kind of going under, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu was extremely angry at how the world turned out and how people were behaving, the Torah ends off Parashat Bereshit by saying the famous pasuk that we say by Havdalah, "V'Noach matzachin be'ainei Adonai." Noach found favor in the eyes of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now, what does that mean? Sounds like a great thing. Without getting too much into why, we see Chazal throughout Parashat Noach seemingly being pretty critical of somebody that HaKadosh Baruch Hu attests to was a tzaddik. And yet we find Chazal several places in Gemarot, in Midrashim, and other things being critical of Noach. Why? That's a different story. One of the things is this Midrash. Listen carefully. ונוח מצחן בעיני אדוני, says the Midrash, אפילו נוח שנשתייר מהן לא היה כדאי. Even Noah, who was left over from all of mankind, really wasn't worthy. The Midrash says, אלא שמצחן בעיני השם. What saved him? The fact that he had a certain charm. He found favor in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes. That's what saved him. So what do you see from here, Rabotai? And you see that finding favor in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes is actually a good thing. It can protect you from extinction. Even when you're not really worthy, but if you have a charm, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes you, you're in good, you know, that's a good thing. We find the same thing by Moshe Rabbeinu Alav HaShalom. We read this most recently. It's in Parashat Kitisa, but we read this on Shabbat Chol HaMoed, Sukkot. What's the Kriyat HaTorah on Shabbat Chol HaMoed? Remember? Yeah, in Kitisa, by the right after the Chet HaEgel, and Moshe Rabbeinu asks to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it says over there, "V'ata im matzati chen be'aynecha, hodi'eni na derechecha, ve'da'acha lema'an im tzachen be'aynecha." Moshe Rabbeinu says, "If I found favor in your eyes, show me your ways, so that I can continue to find favor in your eyes." And then what does that mean? Lema'an akir kama schar metziatachem. Moshe Rabbeinu says, show me this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so I can see how great the reward of finding favor in your eyes really is. And what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell him? Gam et hadavar hazeh asher dibarta e'aseh, ki matzatachem be'aynai va'edaacha b'shem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you got it. I'm not going to show you myself completely, ki lo yirani ha'adam b'chai, but he says what? V'ra'it et achorai. You'll see my back. Why? Ki matzatachem be'aynai. Because, Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, you found favor in my eyes. Moshe Rabbeinu, you're charming. And it says, yeah, what does this mean? You see over here that all of Moshe Rabbeinu, with all of his zechuyot that Moshe Rabbeinu had, Adon HaNevi'im, Pe El Pe Adaber Bo, Moshe Rabbeinu speaks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kasher Yedaber Ish El Re'ehu, takes Am Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, the greatest Navi, the greatest tzaddik to ever walk the earth. And this request that he requests of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in what merit does he ask for it? Nothing else but Metziat Chin. Because what? Because I found favor in your eyes. You see? It's such a powerful tool. And not only that, you know, that there are, even when a person's not worthy, we see this from Noach, that even when a person's not worthy, and even if a person, Chas V'Shalom, has Avonot, this finding favor in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes has a way of saving a person, has a way of protecting him. No, but this is Mitziat Chin. Now we're speaking a lot about this being charming in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes. So it behooves us to find out, Rabotai, what exactly makes it, what makes us charming in Hashem's eyes? Because once you find favor in Hashem's eyes, where else do we find it in Tanakh? Bati Esther, Noset Chen Be'ainei Kol Ro'eha. Wherever she went, everybody was enthralled by her. You know, certain people, they have this it's a tchuna. It's like a gift that certain people, no matter what they do, no matter what they say, they could be interesting, they could be not. But what? They have this thing, you know, those people that everybody loves, people just naturally gravitate to them. They have, even they might not even have the greatest oratory or people skills, but people just like them. There's certain people that everybody falls in love with. It's a gift from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But our real job that we're trying to accomplish here is to make a Kadosh Baruch Hu fall in love with us. Oh! And we see it saved Noah. It granted Moshe Rabbeinu the greatest of gifts to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways, to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do we find favor? How do we become charming in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes? We find two places in Tanakh, two different things that are associated with chin, with charm and favor. One of them, the pasuk in, there's two pasukim in Mishlei. One pasuk says, V'la'anavim yiten chin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give favor to Anavim. Not Anavim with a V. Anawim. What's that?
Humble people.
Humble people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them charm. And then there's another pasuk that says, huh?
Not grapes.
Ayelet Ahavim bi'alat chin. That pasuk is talking about what? The beloved Torah. When a person studies Torah, he also becomes, so we see the two, the formula for becoming beloved, for becoming charming in the eyes of Hashem is what? Is humility and Torah. And guess what? We find that both Noah and Moshe Rabbeinu had both of these character traits, both of these things. Look, Noah, you find that, first of all, before we get to Noah, the Gemara says, how do we know that being Anav gives a person charm? The Gemara says, here, Amar Bizira, Tigmara in Brachot. The Amar Bizira, Afanana Mitanena, Bait Afel in Potrim Bochalonot Lirot Nigo. The Gemara says, when you are Anav, when a person is humble, he'll live. How do we know? There's a halacha that when a house gets tzara'at, you know, there's tzara'at in a house. Let's say it's very dark in the house. Should we break out some windows in the wall so that the light can come in for the Kohen to see it? No. Which means what? What do you see from here? That the darkness of the house, the darkness and the dankness actually saves it from what? From tumat tzara'at. What do you see from here too? What does Gemara mean to say about that? When a person's dark, quiet, humble, not so much light. What's light? Spotlight. What's spotlight? Gaiva, attention. When a person's out of the spotlight, even if there's tzara'at there, since the Kohen can't see it, what happens? Ma'avir rishon rishon. You leave it like that. Why? Because the pasuk says, lechol marei enei ha-kohen has to be seen as is. Now you open up windows, you put lights, whatever. A person's anava protects him. And the Torah, obviously, protects a person also. How do we know? There's a Gemara in Masechet Ketubot, Daf Ayin Zayin. The Gemara says about Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. You know, there's one of the Gemara speaks about in that Pirik, at the end of Pirik HaMadir, one of the most contagious illnesses of the time was called Ba'alei Re'atan. I don't know if you heard of this illness. It's very interesting. A person had an illness whereby it would cause him to grow insects in the brain, and he would drool from his mouth and mucus would come out of his nose. It was a very, very contagious disease. And these people were like quarantined. We find even the Gemara quarantined. These people were put away because they were so heavily contagious. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, mikrach behu le'asak batorah. Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi would spend time doing bikur cholim with these heavily contagious patients while studying Torah. Why? Amar ayelet ahavim bi'alatchen. The Torah is like a beloved deer and such, you know, and charming. He says, "Imchin ma'ala alomdea agunela magla." He says, if the Torah brings charm again upon a person, wouldn't it serve to protect them as well? And of course, and the whole time when he visited them, you know, can you imagine Shemirachim, like, you know, people in quarantine when they put them in those wards because they're heavily contagious? He would go, no protection, no nothing. He would go learning Torah, and he never caught the disease ever. So you see, mamash, anava and Torah protects a person. Noach First of all, the Torah says that he was anav meod, tzadik tamim ayam. Tamim went, you know, and you better believe how long did it take him to build the teva? 120 years. What did all of mankind do in the meantime? Ridiculed him, they cursed him, they spit at him. Noach ish tzadik tamim, he did what he had to do, he let it go, whatever. Tzadik tamim. Yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu, also epitome of anava, v'ish Moshe, anav me'od mikol ha'adam asher al pnei ha'adama. So, how do we know? What about Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu? Torah bevadai. How do we know that Noach knew Torah? How do we know that he learned Torah? We know before. Yeah, says the Gemara. The Gemara learns out that it's also Midrash. The Midrash says in Bereshit Rabba Zayin Bet, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "Mikol abinimat ha'teura tikach lecha shiv'a shiv'a." He says, Hashem told him, "Take from pure animals 7, and from non-pure and from impure animals, take 2." How is Noah supposed to know what's pure, what's impure? Says Rashi HaKadosh, quoting Midrash, Mikan Shilamad Noach Torah. We see that Noah learned Torah because he knew the distinction. What do you see from here? They were Zoche, Moshe Rabbeinu, Noach Ish Tzadik. They were Zoche to things. Specifically, it says over there, because of the chin, because of the charm. Now again, along with all of their other Zechuyot, the thing that most hits home is this thing. Is this thing of the Mitzias. The person has to realize. Try to always be charming in the eyes of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, because you'll never know which of your zechuyot will stand for you. Maybe all of the other zechuyot are not going to make it. But we find that even when the world had to be destroyed, what stood for him? What protected him? That chin. Benoach matzachin ve'ane adonai. Ken im tzachin ve'sechen tov ve'ane elohim ve'adam u'sein adam. It's a big thing. We first say, ken im tzachin ve'sechen tov ve'ane elohim ve'adam. First and foremost, in the eyes of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and then also in the eyes of people. Nachon, Chazan tell us that kol shiruach habiriyot nuchayimenu, ruach hamakom nuchayimenu. Don't try to impress people. But what if people like you? It's usually indicative when you're doing the right thing and people like you. Right? If a person's not doing the right things and people like him, so that's, you know, chanipa, just rasha. But what if a person's doing the right thing and people like him? So that's an indication that in Shemaim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes what he's doing as well. That's what the Chachamim teach us in Pirkei Avot. We have to first and foremost focus, you know, when people take credit, credit's nice, but try to get a Kadosh Baruch Hu's credit. That's the most important one. Rabotai, that's what it is to, you know, this is one of the lessons, one of the many that we have for Parashat HaShavua. I thank you all for listening. It's a very, very important Shabbat coming up. Gimel B'Menach Hishvan is a day that the world turned black. The world lost something that we're probably not going to have again until Bi'at HaMashiach. It's something that, you know, is irreplaceable. But although we know that it's irreplaceable, but we know that Maran Zichrono Bracha is still here with us. He left us his legacy. He prepared his whole life for a time where he wouldn't be here anymore. You know that. Because he left us his Sfarim, his children, his Talmidim, so that in a world on the day after his passing, Lo Alman Yisrael, although we feel the void, but he wanted to prepare us so that we would feel it as least as possible, or that the damage would be as least as possible, because he prepared the world for that day. Because Be'emet, he's still here. His Sfarim are still here. Right? The Gemara tells us in Masechet Ta'anit, Tzadikim b'mitatan kiruim chayim. Tzadikim, even in their death, they're called living. And Resha'im b'chayyeher, kiruim metim. Resha'im, even when they're alive, they're considered dead. That's what became, yeah, that's why the Gemara says, Yaakov Avinu lo mit. Yaakov Avinu never died. This supports with Shukim. The Gemara asks, what are you talking about? They mummified him, they buried him. What are you saying? No, tzadikim b'chayyem kiruim chayim. He's still here with us. His Talmidim are here. His Sfarim are here. His Pesachim are here. You can't go through one day of your life. You can't go through 1 hour without mentioning halakha. Everything, we're always mentioning halachot. Everything that we do. Yeah? How many times on Shabbat? Everything we do, all of Ilchot Shabbat revolves around the halachot that he resurrected. The halachot that he brought. How many things, you know, I said this yesterday. Where would Sephardic communities all around the world be today were it not for him? Yeah. forget about Ashkenazim. We'd be ashamed. We'd be second class, third class, whatever. But ashamed, maybe, you know, not self-conscious and stuff like that. The Sfaradim today, they can pick up their heads and be proud of our Mesorah, Halachot, our pronunciation, our Minagim, our Masoret. Why? Because of one man. Can you imagine? My father told me, you know, it wasn't when immigrants from Sephardic lands started coming to Eretz Yisrael from the Middle East, from North Africa, you know, from wherever they came from, Tehran and Iran and Morocco and all of the other countries that they came from. You know how they were treated when they first came? Not so nice. Whatever. Who infused that feeling of that people always make a mistake? Sephardic pride, they think Sephardic pride is Sephardic supremacy. There's no such thing. That's foolish. There's no such thing as Sephardic supremacy. Just like there's no such thing as Ashkenazi supremacy or Meshadi supremacy or Tehrani supremacy. It's dumb. Yeah. Elama, what is it? What was Maran trying to work at his whole life? Restoring equilibrium. Kulanu b'nei shechad nachnu. We're all equal. We all of our minhagim, all of our everything, we all stood equally at Har Sinai. You think in Har Sinai, they had a Sephardic section and Ashkenazi shah. What do you think? Is Jim Crow laws? They had sections and, you know, this section and that section. We're all b'nei Avraham, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov, mazem shaneh. I tell people all the time, and this, you know, it's so foolish for, obviously everybody's proud of their minhagim and where they came from because it's their heritage. But you know something? To flaunt where you came from is really a celebration of galut. You know that? Because what's Moroccan and Ashkenaz and Persian and Meshadi and all these things? What are you celebrating in essence? A Jew's from Eretz Yisrael. So unfortunately, we did chataim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu kicked us all out of Eretz Yisrael, almost all of us, and we ended up in all these far-flung places, and we were there for thousands of years because of our chataim. So a celebration, too much focus on supremacy of this community versus that community versus that community is what? It's a celebration of our avonot, which led to our galut. Did you ever think of it that way? Jewish pride. That's what it is. Celebrate that we're Am Yisrael. Kulanu b'nei shechad nachnu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'zat Hashem, uva l'tzion goel, he's going to take us out of here. And all of these things are going to be forgotten. The Moroccanness and Ashkenazi, it's all going to be forgotten. We're going to go back to Eretz Yisrael under Melech HaMashiach. And that's it. All of these, you know, past history, yeah, all these things are going to be forgotten. Yeah. So b'zat Hashem, that's one of the main themes that Maran Zichron was always focused on. Hyper-focused on restoring the equality. L'achzir atala liyoshna. Ulanu b'nei shechad nachum. Yeah, we're all... He would always say, I'm looking for all my brothers, all the Shvatim, everyone's, kulam, like we say in Birkot Kriyat Shema, kulam ahuvim, kulam berurim, kulam giborim, kulam kedoshim. Everybody. Nobody's superior over the other. Everybody's equal in our pursuit of Avodat Hashem. Avotai, I thank you for listening. Shabbat shalom borach. Tenishmatot tzorav tzorachayim. Mezat Hashem. We'll see you next week. Be well. Tzlochem.